Sports brought to you by Amber Eggers, Wyoming Real Estate Exchange, and Wyoming Building Supply. It is 40 minutes after the hour. Getting going a little early this morning.
Hey, I heard your weather records, and in 1911, it was 42 degrees.
I know. Can you believe that?
I was thinking to myself, it was 1911.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was just thinking, in July, almost August, what is that like?
What is it like?
42 degrees.
I know.
Like, was that at night?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
I agree. I've been looking at these records the whole month of July, actually, and we've been in 37, 38 degrees. It's like, what does 38 degrees feel like in July?
In summer, yeah. You're like, wow.
Or the fine folks in Tecopa, California, they've been setting daily records.
Really?
Oh, the nation's high temperature. They've been the nation's high temperature for like 5-6 days. I don't know, like over a week.
Are they the 118?
They're 118, yeah. And then Baker, Nevada has been the cold spot. How'd you like this at 25 degrees? James would like that.
25 degrees?
Yeah.
In July?
Yeah.
No, that's probably too cold.
Burgess
I'm quite ready for that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Burgess Junction's at 55 right now.
Hmm. I could live
that probably feels nice.
Yeah.
Up there, right?
Yeah.
So we look at the date book today. Let's look at some Wyoming history. What do we got? Not much going on. 1942, new traffic regulations announced for Cheyenne during Cheyenne Frontier Days. Okay.
What year?
1942. Oh,
okay.
Nothing exciting there. 1953, yeah. New traffic, somebody's going to be reading this in my spot. Several years from now, it's going to go. The year was 2026, and Sheridan instituted chair regulations at the Sheridan Wild Rodeo.
Yeah.
That's true. That would be on there.
50 years from now,
given what we've gotten,
like, what was that all about?
What was going on in Sheridan when they had to add chair regulations going on? I love
the great chair debacle, chair wars of 2026.
I love it. All right, totally agree with what.
Yeah, it worked out well,
did.
But although I went down a huge imaginative rabbit hole on that one thing.
No, really?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I was like, there will be a diorama in the museum of people with their chairs running down Main Street.
Of an artist rendition.
Yeah. It's like the Johnson County Wars.
It's a remake
the
of the
chair
it's
rules.
A remake of the famous Boston Massacre painting, but
yeah,
they've all
exactly.
got chairs.
They all got chairs.
That's exactly what
there
I was
you go.
Thinking. So if some artist out there wants to
there you go. You could put yourself down in history there.
Yeah.
Today, July 23rd, Woody Harrelson, very funny man, 65 today. Slash.
Oh, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. He's the guitarist, 61. Just
not a big fan of their lead singer, but I like Slash.
Does he, I wonder what his real name is.
I mean, it's Slash. If you ask him, it's probably Slash.
Probably. But that's what you go by. One name. Slash. 61. 1715. I've seen this lighthouse. First lighthouse in America was authorized for construction. Little Brewster Island, Massachusetts.
Hmm.
In 1715. Just a little dinky guy. First lighthouse. Pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah. 1827. The first swimming school. Hey. 1827.
Sure.
They had a swimming
wow.
school. In the U.S., open in Boston, the first people to attend their swimming lessons, John Quincy Adams, James Audubon. All right.
Good picks. Wonder if something happened.
Learning to swim.
Preceding that.
Learning to swim.
It's crazy that it's that late. We were sailing across the ocean for God knows how long.
I can't swim.
Maybe we should teach people how to do this.
We should learn to swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea. 1903, Detroit, Ford Motor Company. Sold his first automobile, featured a twin-cylinder internal combustion engine designed and manufactured by Henry Ford. Great story. Had a chance to go through the Henry Ford Museum a few years back, and it's massive. Couldn't even get it in an all day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All the different things they have. But that was way. You have a chance to do that in Detroit, stop by and do that. It's pretty cool. The whole museum.
Mm-hmm.
1904. Some people say the ice cream cone was invented today.
Wait, was that your interesting story?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have an interesting story.
You didn't say you had an interesting
story? Yeah.
Did I say I had an interesting story?
About
and I was like, is
the
that
Ford
it?
Museum.
Go to the Ford Museum.
No. I guess that's my pretty boring, aren't I?
I thought that was leading.
I don't know why you said that.
Why was that the Ford Museum?
Well, you know me. I'm thinking something and saying something different at the same time. So
I got an interesting story. I went to the Ford Museum. Anyways.
Right. Oh, maybe it was interesting for me.
Maybe I shouldn't have called you out on that.
Maybe not for you people.
That's it?
It was great for me, yeah.
I got an interesting story. I was at work today. Anyways.
I know. I was thinking it was leading into it. Yeah, and while I was at the museum.
And I ran into Henry Ford III or something.
Yeah.
Okay. 1904. You guys done? Some people say the ice cream cone was invented, Charles Minch's, during the World's Fair. Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis.
Some people.
Wait, I got an interesting story about that. I went to 1904.
Spoofs last
week.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
It says some people, though. Why does it say some people? Some people disagree?
Know. Some people say. Yeah, I'm sure there's probably some dissension there somewhere. Charles didn't do it, and somebody else did. So who knows? 1982, Diet Coke was introduced.
I like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a Diet Coke guy. I'm a Coke Zero guy, not a Diet Coke guy.
But I also like Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. Diet Pepsi is better than Diet Coke, in my opinion. But
okay.
Anyway.
Well, James gives the endorsement.
He used to be
there.
In that camp. It just depends.
I'm a soda head.
You are.
Big soda head.
You are.
Zero sugar.
James should be a spokesperson.
Honestly.
You should be.
Yeah. That might be my calling.
Just
hey,
go,
Coca-Cola.
If you come into the Shredder Media,
just run up the road.
If you come into the Shredder Media offices and go look in our refrigerator,
James's coffee.
James got soda.
Yeah, the whole lower level is full of soda.
Yeah. Zero sugar.
Zero sugar soda.
But okay. Yeah.
All right, James.
Big soda head.
Everybody has their.
It's your coffee.
It is my coffee.
It is your coffee. That and an energy drink.
Yeah, the energy drink's more like a shot. A shot of espresso, whereas the Coke Zero, the can of Coke Zero is
the daily coffee.
Yeah, do you sleep well?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
Jeez. Well, I wouldn't have never guessed.
Probably not, but try to stop me. No.
Okay. All right, James. Hot enough for you, day? I guess that's what it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, right on time.
Yeah, right on time. This weekend, going to be heat index. Extreme heat watch.
Awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, vanilla ice cream.
I love vanilla ice cream because you can do so much with it.
Wilcoxons, I'm telling you. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I had recommended earlier. This isn't not an
interesting.
This is not an interesting story. But
we had Wilcox,
and I suggested to her that she try Wilcoxon's ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into her yesterday, and she said, "Hey, we went and bought those ice cream sandwiches you always like from Wilcoxon's. Oh my! I don't think there was anything left."
Really?
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches are killer.
Hmm.
Do you have to go get them?
No, they're in the store.
They're in the store.
Oh, okay.
No, you can get them here. Peanut butter and chocolate day.
I like that.
So do I.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Like Reese's?
Yeah.
It's like probably one of my top favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them mixed together.
A good Reese's Pieces cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't particularly care for that. HB Reese created Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in the 1920s and originally sold them for just 1 cent, calling them penny cups.
Mm.
Huh. Okay. And the salty and fatty notes in peanut butter combined with the sweet and fatty notes in chocolate trigger a sensory phenomenon known as flavor synergy.
I would agree with that. However, interesting story.
It is? Okay, I can't wait.
I don't like Reese's Pieces. Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
The cups? No.
A little different. I like the little Reese's Pieces. Isn't it called that?
Yeah. I think they...
I like the peanut butter cups, not the little...
The smaller
things.
Ones?
Yeah.
The ones that look like M&M's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't like those. Whole different experience.
Peanut butter And the commercial combination of peanut butter and chocolate was invented and popularized right here in the U.S. The Hershey Company bought the H.B. Reese Candy Company. That's what it was called back in 1963. And then Reese's Peanut Butter Cups slogan came from a famous 1970s advertising campaign, but H.B. Reese intentionally invented the candy in his basement in a candy shop.
Mm. Cool.
Wow. Okay. That's where all things
Wait,
start.
I thought you said the Reese's and peanut butter was made in 1922 and called Candy Cups. But it was bought in 1963.
Right. But the slogan came from the 1970s after it was bought from H.B. Reese.
The Hershey Company.
Yes.
What's the slogan?
Yeah, I don't know the slogan.
I don't know what the slogan
Wait, they
was.
Don't even give it to you?
The famous slogan.
Oh, you got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Okay. I guess I've heard that before.
Yeah. That slogan came from a 70s advertising campaign.
Hmm.
But H.B. Reese intentionally invented the candy in his basement candy shop. So he invented it. It was kind of two different things. He kind of invented it. He did invent it in his basement candy shop.
It didn't become like an official.
You've got peanut butter on my chocolate. No, I remember that.
Yeah. Remember that? Sprinkle day. You like sprinkles?
Sure.
I guess not for you.
Ice cream.
Take or leave it.
Okay. No sprinkles for Julie. She doesn't like it. I don't know if anyone won the Powerball last night.
I don't know either.
I didn't win. But Friday, Mega Millions will be $743 million. Nice.
Cool.
Still no winner.
We talk about Heat Phoenix. The high temperature for Saturday is going to be, they say, 118. Ugh. Phoenix, Arizona.
I don't think you could I don't think you could pay me to live in Phoenix.
I lived there as a kid.
Was it like that all the time?
I remember it being hot, yes.
I don't think I could ever live in Phoenix. Sorry, Phoenix.
Yeah. Not when it's that hot.
No.
Okay. Do you hit the snooze bar on your alarm?
No, I don't.
Well, you don't even have an alarm.
I don't have an alarm.
You don't have an alarm?
Do you have
an alarm? I have an alarm. I have two alarms.
Yeah, but you usually wake up before them. That's what you always
tell
us.
Yeah, I do.
You might as well not even have one.
So do you hit the snooze?
No.
Oh.
Well, you're already up.
No, don't hit the snooze bar. And here's another reason why. Most people will hit the snooze at least once, and it turns out you're doing far more harm than good. Those extra 5 minutes, if that's where your snooze is set, will interfere with your body's process for waking up. And researchers explain that alarms in general will interrupt our natural sleep cycle and don't allow us to wake properly, leaving you with that horrible groggy feeling, sleep inertia, you know?
Yeah.
Then throughout the day, our sleep inertia will begin to lift and will function properly. So each time you hit the button, you're bringing on more sleep inertia. And what you do end up doing, they say, is you go into a deep sleep when you do that. And that's why you wake
up. That's what I'm searching for.
So they
they'll sleep a little bit later.
But unfortunately, 5 minutes is not long enough.
No.
Don't hit the snooze bar. I know that there's people probably out there right now going, no.
What if you set it for like
try to take
3
it from
a.m.?
They have alarm clocks that do.
And then you go into a deep sleep.
They have alarm clocks that do.
Oh, you're trying to fake it out, Julie. I like
they
that.
They do like the in-between, like where they try to measure where your REM is, and then they basically gauge where the alarm should be set given where your REM is at its low. Like you're in REM 1, and then they wake you up. Huh. Like set between like 6:20 and 6:55 or whatever.
So have you ever eaten a single potato chip or a french fry and then you're spiraling going, I need to have more than one?
No, yeah, I did that this weekend.
I've never intentionally eaten one chip or french fry.
Unless
I'm
it does that.
I'm all in.
Only time is when it's somebody else's. I was like, I'll take one. And then they give me more.
Scientists, exactly.
Yeah.
Scientists say that these sober binges are actually quite similar to pot smokers' notorious bouts of the munchies. Fatty foods cause your body to release chemicals, and this likely compels you to continue eating, like right away.
Yeah.
Like releases.
I did it this weekend.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I said,
you opened a bag?
This bag of chips looks good. I took one. I was like, oh, how about half? And I took half the bag.
Trivia. Let's do some trivia. 93% of people can identify the smell of this in 1 second.
Gasoline.
Bleach.
Rain.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can
it's
see
got
that.
A smell.
But I bet bleach and gasoline are higher, right up there, I hope. We go
I'm sure there's a lot of I'm sure there's yeah. a lot of things you can identify
Rain.
Within 1 second.
Cut grass.
Oh yeah. I know, yeah. right? Okay.
Burnt popcorn.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Okay.
That one's potent.
70% of people say it's weird to have a picture of what on your phone's lock screen?
Yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. That
people
is weird.
People have a picture of themselves?
Yeah. I think,
really?
I mean, I think it's usually with someone else.
Okay, well, that's not.
I can see that. I can see that if you're with the family or something. I can see that. But just by yourself?
How about a glamour shot?
No, I'm a, no. I'm a landscape guy when it comes to my phone lock screen. I don't do like.
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
20% of us said that someone stole what at work last week?
20%?
Food.
Yeah.
Food?
Yeah, lunch.
People's lunches.
That's less than I would have thought, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're working in the service industry and they bring back food to, and they're like finished with it or whatever, I'll take a snap at that, whatever.
20% of
that's
us,
done.
You stole someone's lunch?
Does that count as stealing, I guess?
No.
No,
yes,
okay. It's counted as stealing.
No, he's talking about eating off people's plates when the plates
when they're
come
done
back
and you're,
the
and
restaurant.
The busser's wrapping it up, he's grabbing the plates and everything.
Right.
And there's still
half
like,
eaten
and
New
still,
York
like,
strip.
Some, no, well, there's still some like french fries on there. I'll take those french fries. Are you kidding me? Throwing those away? Those are perfectly good french fries.
Okay. I don't... Could you take someone else's food
yeah,
in the
so it's
refrigerator?
Like if you had food from wherever.
Yeah.
In the fridge and somebody takes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that one is.
But you did recently.
No, I didn't.
Yes, whoa. You did. Remember actually, she put that out on our interpersonal communication Slack.
What did I
Slack.
Do?
You said.
Did?
It was that drink. It was a pop or something. You go, this has been sitting in here for a long time. Whoever it is, I'm taking it.
Julie does
remember
that.
Remember that?
Now that I'm thinking about it, Julie likes to do that with my show. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I preface it. With
oh, that's great.
Well, at
that's
least you announced it, though,
yeah.
Julie. I'm taking this.
That way you can come forward and I can replace
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's all the thieves have to do next time in the real world. You know, they just steal the money out of the cash register. Say, hey, we're taking this.
Well, then you'd be caught.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
That's
with
great.
Some,
how about 2 years in prison?
I've noticed some of that on my protein bars.
Yeah, that's the Jimmy special right there.
Looking at a couple
yeah,
of the
Jimmy.
Perpetrators.
No, yeah.
Couple
know,
of perpetrators right in front of me on yeah. my protein bars.
I don't tell Bob about those. I just take them. Like, sorry, Bob. You'll get more. I know you will.
You do ask.
Yeah. James.
He gave me open season.
I did.
He
I
gave
said
me
if you,
open season.
If I'm not,
what you do
I
there.
Said if you're not in there, if I'm not in there, yep. and you need to grab one, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And now like, you're hiding. Right?
Yeah,
well, not, then I went in there the other day and I have an empty box. At
and
least throw
like,
the box away, James.
I was like, you don't know what you've done, Bob.
Did you have an IOU?
I'll be in here
note?
Daily.
Nothing.
An IOU.
I was looking forward to my mid-morning snack.
I took the last
and
one.
And I get up. And there's an empty box.
Yeah. That's the James special. That's my IOU is I just leave the empty box there so you know.
You couldn't even throw it away.
Well,
sorry,
you had to know.
Thanks.
Sorry,
yeah.
Bob.
You had to know that it was gone. I didn't want to just throw it away, you know? Plus, what if I threw it away and you, maybe it seems like I threw away the one that you had left. I didn't want to see that, so I just left the empty box there.
That was your calling card.
Yeah, that's the calling card.
You need to replenish the
protein
bars. I
had one left. I was looking forward to it, and I go there, and boom, it's
and
empty
it's gone.
Box.
Yeah, sorry. It will happen again.
Have a great morning, everyone. Fox News on the way next. I better get upstairs and see how many protein
Take
bars
inventory.
I have left. I better inventory those things. You're listening to Carolee Sheridan. Good morning, 8 o'clock. We are looking for temperatures of 85 today right now. Hazy, smoke-filled skies and 72.